Stage 11, wine cellar, bakery and other trades. On Hohentwiel, it was vital to have a civil society which worked well. On an everyday basis, a suitable infrastructure was of great importance. We're going to meet a number of professional people who helped to keep this system of independence functioning. A carter, who would transport his goods up the mountain. A gatekeeper, who would watch out for those entering the fortress and also help the carter to unload. There was also the forester, who was in charge of wood supply. In the winter of 1694, for example, he would check that there was enough wood for no fewer than 69 ovens to be available for use on the mountain. On average, each winter around 1,000 cubic meters of wood was burnt.
Because here on Hohentwiel, as can still be seen, they made their own wine, there was a vine tender who had to know all about viticulture. In order to process the grape harvest in a professional way, a kufa, or cooper, was needed both to make and maintain the barrels as well as to press the grapes and transform them into wine. Masses of wine were stored up the Hohentwiel, so it was hardly surprising that the cooper had to be supported by an undercooper and a senior cooper.
Another important element of the garrison was the inn, where the wine would be consumed. The innkeeper was responsible for ensuring the welfare of the young Guadi Knechte. He prepared two hot meals a day for each of them in his inn. His family helped him to do this, as well as a maid. From the end of the 16th century, he also employed someone to ensure the correct preparation of the beer. However, he was licensed only to offer the beer for the consumption of the barracks and was not permitted to offer it outside.
Hohentwiel was supplied with agricultural products by Bruderhof, a court property taken over by Herzog Ulrich von Württemberg. The woodland, farmland and meadows within the Bruderhof boundaries comprised at least 267 hectares to the northwest of the mountain. Later, a Meierhof was added at the foot of the mountain.
The bakery produced the bread for the garrison, and you can see the remains of the building here opposite the barracks. There was a second bakery up at the upper fortress. The bakery obtained the flour. In olden times, he was known as the Pfister, from one of the mills, and we'll see more of that later. Today, the ruins of the bakery are also used as a stage for the Hohentwiel Fest.